This podcast is recorded on the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, and we'd like to acknowledge and pay respect to the traditional custodians of this country in which we work and live.
Oh my gosh, welcome to the podcast, Eloise. Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much for having me, ladies. Oh. I'm loving the vibe here, loving the minties.
Only you've had eaten 20 most so of the far. Bowl, yep.
My jaw's had a great workout.
And I think I pulled out a teeth.
A teeth. You know what? I love that.
But yeah, how's your week been so far, Alice?
Oh, good. I'm sore. I've been doing a few sore? Dance classes
from the
and retro.
Oh, right.
And the minties, okay. Actually. So the jaw's had a workout. The rest of the body's had a workout. So
did
I'm
you
a
know
bit...
you can get Botox in your jaw to
yeah,
deal
you
with
can.
Your pain?
Yeah, you can.
Well, about
I get
that.
Bad migraines. And so I've
can
heard
you
that you can get
Botox in your brain?
In your temple. I wish it was the brain. I probably need it to stop thinking so much. Get me some Botox in the brain. I've been thinking too much.
Okay, what should we get? Get on with the show.
Yeah.
Oh, is that my cue to play the fun song?
That's your cue to play the song.
I love the song.
Okay, I can't wait to sing along.
I've got notes.
Yes. Nice.
I've got notes too.
Oh, I've got notes too.
Yeah. We should add you.
Oh, it sounds so much better.
Yeah. I've got notes.
Oh my God.
Thank you. Just wanted to do a hot riff
well
at the
done.
End.
Well done.
Actually,
God,
that's
we
a pretty good indication.
To just completely re-record.
Oh, we can do it again.
This is me going, when you played that for me before, I was going, wow, and you guys recorded that before I got here. Okay. But I was like, of course, this isn't my podcast.
Wow,
I'm very
really
much
rude.
The Beyonce here today. I'm going, thanks for recording that without me. I'm doing like Melody in Pussycat Dolls, like trying to get in there.
Yeah. I remember that.
And Nicole's giving me dirty looks, you know, on the side. Oh, that's another pop culture reference.
I can only ever think of Nicole from the Pussycats, like with wet hair. You know that video?
God,
I can only ever think
of gel hair. Yeah.
Oh, we love that.
We love Nicole. But we're not here to talk about Nicole.
No.
We're actually who's our artist today?
Floyd, it's at this point in the podcast that we forgot a crucial, crucial moment.
Yes. We're actually recording now that Eloise isn't here because we forgot one of the key things.
We forgot to do our royalty-free demonstration.
Yeah, and we forgot to remind you to look at the playlist.
Yeah, so once again, if you're new here, we don't have the rights to actually play a lot of music on this music podcast. So to avoid confusion, if you would prefer the easy way, there's a playlist that we've got adjacent to our social media and our websites and our link tree where you can go and listen to some of the songs of the artists that we discuss. But if you are lazy and you don't want to do that, or if you, I don't know, if you like pain, Floyd and I also do a royalty-free
rendition,
sing-song.
Exactly.
Yeah. It has to be so bad that APRA can't get us.
Yeah,
so,
it can't really be recognisable. How about you start us off.
So
what's one of the
songs? This week's
songs?
Artist. Okay, so my royalty-free version of this week's artist is
Perfect. Yeah, we don't want the actual words. So that's great, Gabby. I think we got that one.
Yeah.
So
your turn. You got another one?
My one is Gabby just spat out her tea. That's hygienic.
It's just missing the python. Honestly, that was uncanny. We might actually get sued for that one. That was
Sorry. Yeah. I am just musically really talented. But sorry, that was meant to be not a copyright issue. So check out the playlist.
Yeah, check out the playlist, check out our social
media.
We're
legally covered, right?
Yeah, with that, back to the bloody conversation.
Britney Spears. Baby, baby.
That's a very
I'm trying to do like an impression, but it wasn't very, I didn't warm up.
She has a really fun, like a fun voice.
God,
to
it's
do an
fun.
Impression
yeah.
It is fun.
But it's hard because a part of me goes, like after the whole conservative ship thing, I was just like, oh, she doesn't actually sound like that.
No, but it's, even after, how does she? She goes,
That's such a great impression.
It's really good.
Thank you so much. I mean, been me at home going,
all day
I warmed up and then
she's
all
like,
day
I
today.
I had nothing to do today.
You guys like, what did you do earlier today? I'm like, nothing. And there's like flashes back to me just at home going,
Like, I just think it's really funny because for the longest time, she's just, she's that iconic voice.
God,
and then
she
after
is.
This whole conservatorship ended, you just go, and we all loved her for the voice that she was forced
to
put on.
She was forced
to
put on. Well, that was what's really sad because I was also a big fan of another. This is me every time I'm on a music podcast. I'm always like, and I actually was going to talk about this person as well because I've got a huge eclectic fan base, like, you know, of people that I love.
Yeah.
But even Christina, like Christina's voice for me, I was obsessed with Christina Aguilera. Yeah. And I always wanted to sing like her. I feel like my voice is closer to hers, obviously. But then when you listen, as in me going, just so you guys know.
Just so you know it's closer.
But as in like, I feel like her the tone and everything, but then when you listen to Britney, like her as a package is incredible, but then when we find that out from the documentaries you go, oh my God, like it's horrible
it's
what's
horrible.
Happening
she
what
was
happens
a product.
She was a product, and also the fact that like she was in control but they're not in control, it like she started to lose control of what yeah, she was, like, as in what well, she was allowed to years. Do.
Also, I feel like it only properly got publicity in, like, 2019. Her yes. fans started being like, what's going on?
What's but actually going
it
on?
It was going on that whole decade.
Which is it was actually going on from the time, probably just after she released In The Zone, which was yeah. her fourth album.
Yeah.
And that, for me, is insane. It was all 22,
after she divorced
23.
K-Fed, right?
Yeah. yeah. Which was just after then. Like, literally just wow. after that album came out. It's yeah. crazy. It's scary.
So
thing.
Was everyone here a fan of Britney Spears growing up?
Yes. But me not too. Like, but I think I was more, because I don't know, how old are we all? Because I'm 30 this year, yeah. like in a few months, and I go, oh my God, I don't know. Even thinking back to when yeah. I was 20, I was like, I can't imagine being in her position no. at that age. And I yeah. find it really, I was, I guess, a fan of hers. In The Zone was like, that was changed my world. Like yeah. I loved her music before that. Like Oops album, I was obsessed with as
I
well.
Oops, yeah.
But I was also a bit Spice Girls obsessed. And like, I think anyone blonde, I was obsessed with. I'm so yeah. like,
were
I was.
Because you weren't blonde growing
I
up?
I was never blonde. Oh. Wog girl, dark hair, dark eyes. I was so obsessed with being, I wanted to be blonde. I wanted to be Emma Bunton. I wanted to be Baby Spice yeah. when I was younger. Oh, my mum's yeah. blonde, even though she's a wog. So I think I was always like, oh, you're
Did
not beautiful.
Does she dye her hair? Or?
Well, a little she's bit. Okay. She dyes it a bit, but like she's probably a bit more like mousy brown. Blonde. Okay. But I honestly used to think that like I was ugly because I was brunette. Like I honestly thought like, and now I look back and I'm like, that was so silly. But I
That's
looked at people
the
like
plot
Britney.
Of Tangled.
Yeah, there we go. See? The plot of Tangled was my life. No, but even like looking at like Sophie Monk and Bardot, like
yes.
I was obsessed with the girl groups, but then Britney, like that In The Zone album, my cousin had it and we would have it on rotation. It was yeah. the album to have yep. that one. And before was great too, but
yeah.
it was like she was our Madonna for like our
generation.
Time.
She
our
was,
generation.
I was definitely a big fan. You weren't a big
I
fan.
I wasn't.
No.
But I feel like maybe because you're a bit younger.
You're younger.
I think it was that. And it's also like I think I just didn't – I didn't like the voice. I, like, didn't like that she was so popular. And to me, I was a bit of a snob about the
also,
music.
Also, did you find it as well as a singer? I got this a bit as well. I grew up – like, that's why I think I loved Christina because of her voice. I was like, she's got a skillfully incredible voice.
Yeah.
And then – and obviously Beyonce at the same – and Destiny's yeah. Child at the same vibe. Yep. But then with Britney, as I got older, because I was a singer, I think I used to always be like, well, she can't really sing.
Yes.
but then I look back, like I remember she did her tour when she wasn't well, like she was yeah. not well. And this was like Circus. This is like Blackout album and Circus. It was around that time. And she did a tour around Australia. And I was like, well, she lip syncs, so I don't want to go.
I was the same.
I had that vibe. And then I remember looking back going, that... Yeah, but of course she lip-syncs. She's dancing like an athlete on stage and she's still an incredible performer.
She says, exactly. In response, I listened to an interview about that. She says that there is some like lip-syncing, but not on everything. It's so that she can catch her breath with the dancing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it makes sense because then you look at someone like Beyonce who like trained on a treadmill every day. That's what she told everyone. Yeah. And it's probably right. And she is like...
Incredible.
She is at another level when it comes to that. But Britney still is this incredible performer. But I saw it the same way a little bit. You
and
know?
I think for me, with Britney, I feel like the thing that I get now,
like
obviously as an adult now, you go like I started getting exposed to Britney probably when I started going to nightclubs.
Yes.
When I was like 18.
Yeah.
And like you listen to Toxic once.
Oh, that's
and
song.
You go, honestly. Yeah, okay, that slaps.
Like, you listen to it once, you can sing it back word for word.
Oh, totally. Also, do you know what I find funny? A lot of straight men will tell me that that's one of their like favorite songs. I think it's such a banger, and I laugh so much that they are like, "That's actually the one that got me." Like, you know what I mean?
It's the
one like,
I was like,
as if you weren't like masturbating to Baby One More Time. Like, do you know what I mean? When you were like 11 years old, do you think I'm stupid?
Yeah.
Like, but of course, Toxic gets them. It's such a great song.
Have you watched the music video for "Hit Me, Baby, One More Time"?
Yeah.
Because that
was her idea. Yeah, that was her
that
idea.
That was her idea.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was supposed to be the Oops space thing, and she was like, no.
No,
you know?
She wanted it in the classroom.
Yeah,
but then there was all this like and I get interesting with the whole like third, fourth wave feminism. There was all this outrage at her like lying on the bed in her underwear with the Teletubby.
Yes, with the Rolling Stones cover. Yeah, that was such a thing.
Yeah,
and the thing is, again, that was I'm pretty sure it was David LaChapelle's. Photography. I'm pretty sure it was him who directed it and was the photographer. But I find it really funny because in the documentaries you'll see her sort of defending herself. And God, she was so intelligent and she was so with it. And she was going, Backstreet Boys and fucking NSYNC do it and they grind on the floor, no one says anything. But when I wear my midriff out and own my sexuality at 18 years old, everyone wants to act like I'm you know,
promoting a bad lifestyle.
Yeah, or I'm a bad role model. It's just like ridiculous. She has all this, as women, we have so much pressure on us to be role models compared to anyone else, like especially men, you know?
That interview she did, I saw this the other day, that she did an interview ages ago, probably like she would have been about 20, I think.
Yeah, probably.
And this interviewer is just like, oh, you know, like millions of little girls look up to you. And Britney's like, and I am not responsible for them.
I mean, I'm, you know, I can't help that. And if the parents don't like them to see it, then change the channel.
It's one thing not to want to be the role model anymore. It's another thing not to know that a lot of young girls are looking at this. A lot of them.
But am I responsible for them?
And I can't believe that all through my high school years when I was doing this exact thing, being like, she's not a role model. It's like, no one's a fucking role model.
No, exactly.
But also actually like having mental health issues and stuff like that, like it's not like she wasn't a role model. But the media and everyone was so awful to her.
Yeah.
They ripped her to shreds.
Like, she's crazy. Yeah.
It's actually evil. If, yeah, if you put this in a movie and you were like, this is a movie and this happened to this, it's a horror film. It's, it's horrible, especially for women to think that like, of course, like selling your soul to, you know, we're all in this industry, like being in this industry is a lot. Mm. And I can only imagine though, at that level of fame at that time, just for it to become what it was. And then to see like Britney's mental health completely deteriorate to the point where it was like, who is this woman?
Who
is this woman that's like performing for us all the time? And I remember having moments where I was like, this is not well. And it was like the time when Perez Hilton was like a bit, I used to read the blog and it'd be like, oh, Britney's tampon string is hanging out of her costume and ripping into her about this stuff. And it was like, she was probably getting dressed and getting pushed onto stage. Like, who knows what was going on in her life? And the fact that like her like it's actually scary. Can you imagine your family being like that? I can't even imagine. Yeah. It makes me sick.
A conservatorship is supposed to be something short term. Am I right in saying
it,
that?
Well, it started as a temporary conservatorship. And also you're meant to get 5 days, certainly in the US the law is you're meant to get 5 days notice that you're going to be put under conservatorship. But they argued that her, or the parents argued that her manager at the time, I think his name was Sam Lufty or something.
Sam, yeah.
He, they argued.
Way back. I've watched three documentaries now.
No, but they didn't give her the 5 days notice because they argued that he was too dangerous or whatever. So she wasn't even given like a heads up to
scary.
And she tried multiple times to get a lawyer or her own lawyer, and that was dismissed and said that like at one point they said that there's no proof that that's her signature that she'd signed.
How scary.
And then they also said like she didn't have the capacity to, I mean that's insane, like for you to not have the capacity surely you'd have, I mean, like Donald Trump didn't have the capacity, and he was president.
Exactly. That's what's so. That's really. It actually makes me like shivers down my spine.
Crazy,
it's scary,
isn't it?
And to think like what she was as a performer, as a person, and you look at like you can see it as you slowly look at interviews. The way it just becomes, it's like a decline.
Yeah.
And you sort of even look at her now, and I'm like, it's heartbreaking. I'm so happy for her, but even now I'm like, she's still. I remember seeing a tweet about it. It sounds really bad, but it was like, we freed Britney, but she's still in that foyer. Like she's completely like. She's not there anymore.
I mean, she
it's
got
so
decades
sad.
Of it. Well, one, her like whole childhood. I mean, being famous at 16, I think that messes you up.
You've seen
it time and time again.
Particularly and then in the 90s. Even younger. She was on Mickey Mouse Club before that. So it would have been from the age of like probably 12, 13. Yeah.
Wow.
Which
is
scary.
Crazy. And then just recently got married and her ex crashed
that
the wedding.
That was wild. Everyone's an opportunist in Hollywood.
I feel like everyone is out. Everyone in her life is insane.
Yeah. I can only imagine. Like, it was so lovely to see, like, her get married and it was so beautiful. But I also was just like, this is crazy. This is crazy.
And then it's crazy in hindsight, before she started posting all the stuff on Instagram, all her videos were just her dancing.
Yeah.
Doing that in the low-rise jeans. I'm like, I don't really want to bring those back. But thanks, Britney.
No, good on you, Britney. But no, but it's honestly, it's something like that was hard. I feel like I feel bad. Like, I don't even follow her because it makes me almost sad. It makes me sad.
You see the headstrong person she was at 20 in those interviews, being like, why am I responsible for other people's kids? And now I just.
And her saying in her first major hit when she's 16, saying, this is what I want the music video to be. And it was like one of the most iconic music videos ever.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what's sad. That's what's really sad, is that she'll never be the same. She'll never be. And I'm obviously happy and so glad that she's out of the conservatorship. But I was like, what is she, what's the lot? Like the loss is so much greater than.
Do we think she's going to go and make music on her own? Like how different is her music?
Can I be honest? I feel like for fans who are like, well, when can we hear music? I'm like, just let her live. Like, I honestly would like, I don't want her to do music anymore. For, I love how I'm going, I'm going to tell you what to do. But I feel like she doesn't need to do that. She's given us enough.
Be happy. Agreed. You know? She's given us like a lifetime of songs.
Yeah. And speaking of.
Oh, we got some songs. Oh, yeah, true. We need to discuss her actual songs.
Okay, yeah. This
that's what the show is about.
I love this part of the podcast already. I'm sorry.
Wait, so one of the things, Hit Me Baby One More Time, obviously problematic lyric. Yes. Not blaming Britney, she didn't write that lyric. But apparently, I was reading about it, Hit Me Baby was meant to be like, call me up. Like
It was also that me. Swedish producer. God, what's his name?
Yes, he was meant to give it to Robin.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The song was destined.
Robin
meant to
was
be,
early 90s.
What did she sing? She sings.
Show me love, show me light. All right. Baby, show me what it's all about.
Did she also do Call Your Girlfriend?
Yeah, that was her later.
Oh, yes.
So Robin was like, had imagine her 90s. That was her first hit. And she was, you know, very – actually, I love that song. And then she obviously went into her more, like, dance, techno. What a banger, though. Like, it's amazing. But, Hit Me Baby, I think it was, like, people were a bit like, what is this as well? Already jumping on that. Yeah.
She – We were saying we did a bit of research about this. Her voice has completely changed over time. We Googled it.
Yeah, we Googled it. This whole podcast, the whole time we've been like, we've researched, we Googled it once.
Research for me. Like,
we've got a clip of her before, right?
I think this is the Mickey Mouse Club
Mickey
era.
Mouse
Maybe
Club
even
era.
Before.
Because she was in Les Mis as a kid. Yes. And it's very, you see her on like Star Search and stuff, and she's
and
doing
she
a bit more
Christina
vibe.
Quite a lot of talent there.
I actually think this was Star Search, this clip.
Yes. And build every
between your heart
and then compared to all your people look at me like I'm a little
girl. What did you ever think? Okay, oh my God.
It's so different. I mean, I feel like that she changed her voice. She was putting it on a little bit. Apparently her manager said that like she needed to go more nasal. I wish my agents would do that with my comedy. Can they just give me some advice about, do you want it to be more nasal?
I'm going, babe, you need to sound like you're from Hamilton. Because everyone with accents goes really, you got to be like, hi, I'm Floyd Alexander Hunt and I'm from Hamilton. And then you'd be really, then like you've got
the
accent.
Are you talking about Hamilton the music? Or Hamilton,
no, as in
the
Hamilton
location?
As in the location.
I feel like
New
most
Zealand.
People don't know where Hamilton.
Oh, sorry. I'm like really cultured, so I know.
You are. I'm like, everyone here is going to be like, Hamilton the music?
No, because like, I'm going, I feel like it's, I'm not gonna sing accents rap. From, aren't the accents from Hamilton quite strong?
They are. South Island.
Yeah, because I was going, so then if you had a strong accent, you know how it is in Australia, you got an accent, you'll kill it. But it's crazy how different her voice, it actually, when that clip came out, I was like, what? Yeah. Because it's like she almost was told by the pop producers, like, you need to sound a bit more like this. And it makes sense. Like, it does sound good. But for singers, it's a bit like, Jesus Christ, like, why would you make her only do that and that only?
And you know? I think this is such a creepy thing that happened in the industry, not just in music, but also in TV, in, like, early Disney, like, stuff, where sexualizing children.
Yeah.
Yes.
Was the go. And I think, you know, she comes out with this music video that, yes, she came up with the concept for. It's in a school, but like, that's your biggest
didn't need
hit,
to
right?
Be
a, so everyone's going, oh, that went really well. That sold really well. Now you're a child. Like, I have a feeling that a lot of it was like, you're really
sex
attractive to pervs. Yeah. And like, that's.
Yeah.
They were like, they'll buy singles.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, she literally uses the word baby in maybe every single song.
Yeah, people wanted to either be her or be with her.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like very much like it's like Marilyn Monroe back in the day. Marilyn Monroe didn't actually talk like,
hello, sir. Yeah. I'm Marilyn.
She put that voice. I feel like it's all put on. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Got Marilyn in. Another impression
I think that's the sad thing about Britney is like, we didn't see the real Britney.
And we all thought we did.
Do we know whether she wrote lyrics?
I think she did sometimes write lyrics. Sometimes, though, I feel like there's a lot of blurred lines with pop artists. Sometimes we can say Beyonce is a pop artist or not, but there was a lot of controversy about her having in her contracts. Like, I love Beyonce, we'll fight to the death, but about her getting, same birthday twins, about her getting part of her contract is getting songwriters to agree that even if she changes one word, she's credited as a songwriter.
I mean, honestly.
I mean, I'd do that.
You know what? What an idol. What an icon.
What an icon.
Honestly, I'm going, whatever you got to do, right? Yeah. And the thing is, I know that she definitely wrote her songs, but even like I think that's the other thing. When I was around the same age and I used to go, she doesn't even write her own songs. And it used to be the same with a lot of artists. I used to go, well, they don't even write their own songs. So why would I like them? Because I used to play, I was playing a lot of guitar and stuff and writing my own songs.
It's always the musicians. It's like, always the same. I was cocky like, why is she more famous than me? You know, I actually know how to play the piano.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, I'm like 14 and I'm rushing everything and I don't practice. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
But even you'd say the same thing about like Madonna or Lady Gaga, but God, they really do write their songs and stuff. But even thinking about that same thing of like sexualizing and being yourself, saying things about, you know, I feel like what was so crazy is that we had someone like Madonna who used her sexuality and used her, she was so tongue in cheek for the time. She was so ahead of her time. Oh, now we look at Madonna and we're a bit like roll our eyes because we're a bit like she's past her prime, but fuck, she was a trailblazer when it came to like advocating for AIDS, doing all this stuff. And she was sexual and people used to be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. But it was so different.
So different to the sexualization of Britney.
Exactly.
Agreed,
and even the way we look at Madonna.
Because she was in charge of it.
Yeah. And the thing is, though, back in the day, people would have been like, what a slut. And it's so funny because it was like, fuck, I remember just express yourself. Even Material Girl. Literally, sorry. Material Girl. She was like making fun of how the media saw her. And we were like, everyone was so not with it. It was like this, over their heads, you know?
And I remember the moment I realized that about Britney. Oh my God, I was trying to say this before. My mum and I were driving.
Yeah.
And this song came on the radio and it was, You Want a Piece of Me.
You Want a Piece of Me.
Such a great song.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like, who is this?
Yeah.
And you could tell, like, obviously I'm an idiot because you could tell listening to it the moment she sings. It's like, this.
Okay, Floyd's taking my crown now.
But, like,
just got to get my venom.
Get yours in.
I was hooked. Like, that, I remember that was like my guilty pleasure song for the longest
time.
And I'm sure if I asked my mum, she'd say the same thing. And we'd never discussed it because we were both adamantly on the hate Britney train.
Yeah.
And then I could not stop listening to that song.
Oh, my God.
Because she had me in Miss American Dream since I was 17. Because it was like the Pink thing. Like, I'm actually telling a story, and I felt like
it's sort of what Taylor Swift does now. Although weird that she didn't write that, because it does feel so much like.
And I think they got me, the marketing of her team, because she was under conservatorship by then.
She was. It's almost like they were making it out like she was in on what was happening, and it was like she wasn't.
It's so
bad. And then even when you look at, oh God, I mentioned Taylor Swift as well, because I get that same thing of like, well, Taylor can't dance. Like, I'm such a bitch when it comes to. I was such a bitch, and now I'm like, no, good for her. Like, she is an amazing,
she's an incredible
songwriter and performer, but in a different vein to someone like Britney. But the whole, like, at that time, and obviously like further on, a lot of the pop stars, all their songs were about like being chased by the paparazzi, being treated like absolute shit by the paparazzi, being like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
And it was like, we didn't even learn from it. It was like, it took years before we were like, oh yeah, maybe we should leave them alone. You know what I mean? Like, don't even get me started on Amy Winehouse. Like, Britney's the success story. And you look at someone like Amy Winehouse and you're like, we killed that woman.
Yeah.
We killed her.
Yeah.
When
the paparazzi,
so
I was reading, the paparazzi literally used to chase Britney Spears.
Yeah.
And so she would like speed in her car to try and escape them. I mean, that's like Princess Diana too.
Right. It was like, again, like literally, we've learned nothing from, I hope we have now.
Maybe
but
recently,
at the time,
I think there's at least more of an outcry about it.
Yes.
You know? Couple more other things we need to cover. One, K-Fed has a YouTube channel. Do you know this?
Oh, my God. No.
Released 7 years ago. We're going to play you a clip now.
Oh, God. Here we go. This is wild. This is him.
7 years ago, he launched a YouTube channel, 180 subscribers.
Wow. What I love about that song, though, too, is I said this to you.
That song's wild.
We were getting these clips together, and I said to Floyd, I was like, this sounds like a menu log song.
Yeah, you're so right.
It sounds like a come order dinner menu log. Like, I was like, they should get K-Fed to do the fucking menu log.
Honestly, that was a really, really.
Do it again?
Yeah, one more time.
I'm ready to eat.
It's giving 50 Cent, but it's also giving like Step Up or Step Up or like what's the other one that's
Honey?
Really like Honey.
Honey.
It's giving like a bit like all those those like all those like last dance, dance. Yeah, all those last dance and you know
when they want to show the ballet dancer does know hip hop,
right? Yes. And they're going, let's get. I'm going, wow, whoever
also
produced
the lyrics
that?
Are, he's like with a little bit of rock and roll. Yeah. You're like, oh,
I'm going, wait a minute,
bad okay, boy. Fit.
We're gonna get Kid Rock on this, like Jesus Christ, oh like I can't believe that's. I'm surprised.
Have we got
I'm
any actually, notes for K-Fit?
I've got notes. I'm going, just leave hip hop alone. We don't need any more white guys
How
doing hip hop.
How about also use your full name, Kevin?
Kevin Federline.
Federline. Do not call yourself K-Fed.
Do you reckon their kids are just like, oh my God, guys.
Didn't like Sean Preston, like I love how I know some of, I can't remember the other one's name. I think like one of them posted about something about like, he had like Instagram Live or something and he posted talking about his grandfather or something. Oh
my God. Was he against on, or?
I think against.
Wow.
But it's funny because I don't know the situation there because I do feel like, he probably doesn't have – Brittany doesn't have full custody, so I don't know how often she would see them. And, yeah, I'm a little bit like, God, who knows what they're – who knows what K-Fed said?
Who knows what K-Fed – who knows what K-Fed's rapping to them?
Exactly. Also,
no, that's
if your name's
very responsible,
Kevin,
responsible
I mean,
dad.
That's they're like, Dad, can we
Dad,
like
can eat
can
we chat about mum?
Like, no, I'm like,
let's mix with a little bit of rock and roll.
He's like, sorry, kids, I've got to –
dinner rhymes.
Yeah, dinner tonight is my sick beats. Yeah. And they're like, everyone's going, oh, Dad.
Can we have actual dinner? Yeah.
Yeah, can we eat dinner, please?
Yeah. Because, like, if you had brought up a conservatorship against K-Fed, there's more
I think, honestly, there was more evidence to bring a conservatorship
Absolutely.
Against him. One, the fact that he's going by the name K-Fed. Two, that he started a YouTube channel with those songs.
Yeah, exactly, with those songs. Also, but I guess, like,
also, where
Kevin.
His jeans were. They used to be down so
honestly. Low.
They, I mean, you used to be able to see his whole.
Yeah, see the whole ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the everything was
Look,
out.
I've already
yeah.
found three legal reasons for conservatorship.
Got this going, and we're
going
to serve you right now.
One other Britney suggestion, one other note. So, you know, I think we've got a clip of her singing I Know I May Be Young.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, this is my favourite. I know the whole routine.
I know I may be young, but I've got feelings too.
Yeah, beautiful. We love her.
Thank you.
Incredible. We were just thinking, don't you think Greta should be taking on a little bit more of this vibe, being like, I know I'm maybe young.
Yeah, Greta needs to do this.
Is fucking
I know I'm maybe young.
How does
way.
She talk? She's like,
she's
you
a lot more
stolen
angry.
My I'm dreams just, and my childhood with your empty words.
And at the time, empty you know, I words. Think I can understand why we all really gravitated towards a genuine anger from a very intelligent young person.
Mm.
But I do think that, like, had she gotten up at the UN and been like,
I may be young, but I've got feelings.
The Earth's got feelings too.
I think it would have been more successful. Yeah. I honestly think it would have gone
I think
gone
we would have
better.
Fixed climate change.
Well, she would have wore those low-rise pants and the pink G-string over the top. Everyone yes. would have been like, wait a minute.
A bit of oil on her and I would believe it was hot.
Sex sells, Greta. No yeah. kidding. I'm not going to be.
Greta starts doing her speeches like, oh, baby, oh, baby.
She did do
a girl.
She
like,
did
you know,
do a dub. Didn't she do a song? She did do a song.
Did Greta do a song?
Aggressive.
Oh God, I'm this is me going, whatever you gotta do, babe. Whatever you gotta do to save the planet, but also
whatever you gotta do content wise.
Yeah, exactly.
We got another two tiny segments. Let's move on to music goss, shall we?
Oh, yes. I'm excited.
Music goss. I wanna beat your hoven.
Floyd, what the hell was that mean? I was trying to be sexy for the segment.
I love that sting that just
It's really
played.
Good. It's like,
It's like music goss.
Yeah. So I'm going to give you a bit of classical music goss and then just tell me how you feel about it afterwards.
When you said classical music goss, I'm like Beethoven.
Yes.
Like, who are we talking about?
We're not talking about Beethoven today, but yeah.
Okay, great.
What are Beethoven's... Well, I wouldn't say colleague,
Bussy?
But
Debussy,
you know, not Debussy. Debussy. Are we just choosing
really
the sexiest?
They need
Debussy.
More Debussy memes. Debussy.
Yeah, sorry.
he put his old Debussy. Okay, we'll do Debussy for you another week. But this,
thank you for thinking of me.
But this week we're doing Robert Schumann. Ever heard of him?
I actually haven't. I feel bad.
No, don't feel bad. He wasn't making much content online, but He was a big deal back in the composing days.
Okay,
you know,
beautiful.
Back when that was a big deal,
yeah.
Pre-TikTok era. and yeah, so when he was young, he was determined he was going to become the world's greatest concert pianist. So what he did is he created this device using a cigar box and some wire. Obviously, really safe.
Yeah.
And the device like bent his fingers back.
Oh, yeah.
The theory was that he was going to strengthen each finger
okay,
so that they
whoa.
Had like insane strength and independence so that he'd be like the world's greatest pianist. Anyway, obviously backfired. Two of his fingers were like paralyzed.
from the device. They do not sell this device in stores anymore.
Funny that. Here I am, like, sign me up.
I'm like getting this on New Inventors. Yes. Remember that show?
Also, rumor is he would cut, you know, the webbings between your fingers. He cut the webbings so that he could reach greater intervals on the piano.
Can I ask though, what? Like, era was this? Like, what year?
Oh, I don't know. Like, hundreds. Several.
Was it like 218 AD or something?
It'll be like...
Oh, sorry.
Because you know what's funny about that?
1890 or something?
Because, like, the thing is, like, classical pianists
or
of
1700,
that era.
One of them, yeah.
They were basically just, like, the only real music entertainer, like, the rock stars of music.
Well, that's the thing.
And so you would do all that crazy shit. Like, you know how you hear about now, like, rock stars eating bats on stage?
Exactly.
Yes.
And now what's really funny is that piano is just such a basically learned instrument all over the world that the exercises you actually get for finger dexterity are literally putting your hands on a table and being told to lift the fingers one at a time. Like, one.
Well, he
two,
was trying
three.
To do that, like, supercharged with the wires back.
He's like the Ozzy Osbourne of, like, of classical piano. But also, I'm going SOS with the cutting thing.
The cutting, the whipping. I mean, it's a good idea, but obviously that's... I mean, no, it's not a good idea.
But how would... Because
I'm going, nobody try this at home.
I have
nobody
a question about it, though. I have a real question about this.
Yes.
I'm actually thinking about this as a pianist.
Okay.
As a pianist.
Yeah.
You cut that skin, right? That's really, really delicate.
Really painful. Every time I think of it.
But, like, that's delicate, right?
Yes.
Delicate skin.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Is there a healing period?
Well, I'm glad that you asked this.
Please don't show
he
photos.
Had a, he had a strategy to heal his hands after it. This
don't,
is what he did.
Don't.
You're not going to believe this. This is all on the internet, so it could all be lies.
I don't believe any of this, Floyd.
This is my music goss. Just finish.
This music goss is like a Saw film. And I'm going to pass out.
So, yes, you ask it. Their healing process. His process was he put his fingers.
Oh, God. Don't tell me vinegar or something.
Does he cauterize them?
No, way worse. And he put his fingers into slaughtered animals.
No!
Who the hell is this guy? And when is Joaquin Phoenix going to play him in a movie?
He's a famous.
That is so true.
Honestly,
that's
I can't wait for this to come out.
This is the ultimate method actor fucking story.
Honestly,
isn't it?
Daniel Day-Lewis
but
is going to
so
go,
I like,
this guy.
Old rich white people will go to the Sydney Opera House to listen to, like, Robert Schumann, and this is the artist I'm describing.
Everyone's like, I can't wait to go see Robert Schumann's, you know, concert piano. We're like, this guy was a fucking psycho. Everyone's like,
but they all were, like, at the time. Like, they all
no, he was
like
he
this.
Was on another
he is,
level.
Yeah, he's
I don't think, they don't put that in the program when you're going to the Opera House.
This guy was batshit crazy, by the
way. Sorry, can I reenact the program?
Yeah, reenact.
Go, Gabby.
What did you just eat?
Oh, I'm eating a minty.
We're eating minties as well.
Okay, no. I'm going to put, like, some music bit under this that's, like, you know, horty-torty. But anyway.
We need some sore main track as well.
Okay.
Tonight at the Sydney Opera House, we are presenting the works of Robert Schumann. Act one will be called Pig Blood. Act two will be called I Severed My Fucking Fingers Off. Act three will be called I Have a Medical License.
Incredible.
Anyway.
Oh my God.
But so anyway, it goes on. So he couldn't be a concert pianist, obviously,
after
because
that.
He ruined his fingers. So he decided to become a composer. So he married this woman called Clara. Clara
beautiful
Schumann.
Name.
And she was, like, famous concert pianist. Although we don't really know much about her because obviously
of course
men never
obviously
write.
Obviously she was a woman and she wasn't allowed to breathe.
No one wrote
so
it down.
Yeah,
no,
of
no
course. They went, sorry, you've got a vagina.
That's
we
why.
Not have you down in the history books.
I love the fact that if this wasn't written down, it's just, like, I'm assuming the word of mouth is.
Word of mouth. Yeah,
right.
Mouth.
So you just know that she was probably, like, better than anyone.
Yeah.
Yes, for that to
and
have...
Then
last
like better than Mozart, and over time it's just been like the first guy
she was
like she's amazing. The second guy was like she's pretty good. Third guy was like I heard she was all right. Fourth guy was like yeah, I think she was a piano player.
Yeah,
like now we have
the other
she
reason
was
she's
a pianist.
Probably what happened was where people like there was this couple like she was an incredible pianist, and he used to put his hands
into the scrotum of like
and
a pig
like,
every
who's
night.
Who's that guy? Yeah. I want to read his memoir.
Yeah, that's
I
the thing.
Be
it's like
fucking
very much like you know female comic vibes of like oh she was like all right, I guess, but I think like her husband was better and that's why she's good. Like it would have been that vibe. Be that. You know?
Or her husband ate her bat once.
Yes, exactly. She also used to do a bit of composing in her downtime and he used to steal her motifs.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it was going to be this story.
I know.
I'm
anyway.
Upset for Clara. Justice
for Clara. Justice for Clara. Hashtag
for
free Clara.
Hashtag free
okay?
Clara. Okay.
Get her out of her conservatorship.
Yeah.
And
mean,
and get this Robert Schumann a fucking conservatorship.
tell Robert Schumann.
I'm going to state it on the podcast today, yes, with the record show, that if you are putting your hands, your cut webbed hands,
I'm going into, webs,
into a slaughtered animal, you should be on a conservatorship.
Yeah,
I'm
saying it. Maybe you should be in jail.
Okay, no, my brain is fucked. I have more questions about the animals.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Did he have to kill them? Did
he do it himself?
No, yeah, or did he go to a butcher? Because I feel like that's a bit better.
Is he slaughtering the animals like a sacrifice to like the piano gods?
I didn't
find
this.
In like a way
this,
of being like, please help
Billy
me.
Joel. I think but his hands were so sore, he wouldn't be able
dear
to
Elton
slaughter
John
the animal. I think he'd just be walking around hoping he found one.
Back in that day, like they would probably just be on
there'd
the street.
Be so many.
The way we're talking about it, like, we're going, yeah, I've seen Monty Python on Holy Grail, and I'm pretty sure there was just like, they were just lying around.
They were.
They probably
were. I'm pretty
sure
every corner you turn, you're like, oh, another slaughtered animal.
Another slaughtered animal. Oh.
God, vegans are happy they're living in this decade.
And they're going, what's
sure
that smell? They go, oh, it's another witch. Another witch burning happening. Witch burning. That's probably what they said.
That's
though.
Probably
do you
what
know what I
said
mean? I'm doing like a bit.
What if the Salem witch trials were actually not the witch trials at all, but one guy misheard them?
That would be so funny. Honestly.
And the whole time it was a bitch trial.
A bitch trial.
He's like, what is that?
This woman's like, what was that stuff
witches
that I used
they
to say?
Powers.
I actually really want to talk about witches more in my stand-up.
Yes,
I really
want to
talk
should
about what would be
a modern day witch.
A modern day witch. Or also like what made you a witch back in the day? Like I'm pretty sure you were a witch if you just like were turned on by something.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Or like you were a witch if you menstruated.
You
like,
were a witch if you got a wart, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you were a witch if,
if
like,
you got
I
a
think,
wart.
Like,
I thought you said
hand
if you went to war. And
yeah,
I was like, yeah.
Oh, no, if you went to war and you made it out alive, you're a witch. Yeah. You could wiggle your nose,
were
you're
you
a witch.
Burned as witches as a group or
I would love to know. I think you were thrown in the river, maybe
you were
as a group.
To a log and the log had
sorry talking about this, I'm laughing. Sorry, it's so off topic. But I love it.
So
no, please. I love the intel.
This is so much going to be edited out of this podcast.
I can't wait for us to do a witch musical together,
witch
all of
the
us.
Musical.
Witch
is witch.
Anyway. Witch.
Bitch the musical.
Bubble bubble toilet
I'm
trouble.
I'm a witch.
I'm a
anyway, but yeah, you were chained to like a tree and then they would like drown you with this like tree.
That's right.
And if you float to the surface, you're a witch, will kill you.
Yes.
But if you drown, you're dead.
Like, because they did that's on Monty Python as well. Look at me going back.
But
yeah.
Hold on, how does that work?
You just
want to
kill women.
Because women were, they were,
physics
women were,
if they died, they weren't a witch, but they're dead. We tried.
But
women were a bit.
Would
you
the
know
tree float? Or no?
It was like, I think it was like a lever thing.
It was almost like a scale.
Yeah. Oh, so if you were heavier than the...
If you were heavier, they were, they, this
you're
is them
gonna
going...
You're not going to be heavier than the tree.
And sometimes they
way
just...
Way to give women body
yeah
image issues.
And they sometimes go, sometimes they just strap a
yeah
stone to
you. That's where it started. That's where it started.
That's where
body
image
issues started.
Stem from. Not Instagram.
No.
Trees. Witches.
Yes, witches getting
environment.
No,
stolen my dream.
I don't know what you're fighting for, but women have been against the environment for a long time.
Long time
after they told
ever
us
since
that
the
we were
Salem
heavier
witch trials. Oh man,
SOS.
All of this is not going to make it in the episode.
No, this
no,
is my
this
favorite
is
a, part.
This is like untucked. This yeah is like untucked of I have notes.
Untucked. This is the music goss. Anyway, okay. Well, that Robert Schumann, what a dog.
What a creep.
Yeah, we hate him.
Moving on from him, we now talk about most batshit musician of the week.
Oh shivers.
I mean, obviously Robert Schumann gives us a run for the
Robert
money.
Robert Schumann, I'm like he's that's outdone anyone that
yeah,
I.
Yeah, that's pretty.
No, there's
got to
be more.
There's got to be some more.
I mean, I would love. I don't want to talk about Redacted as in MM, but I just watched that doco recently.
Marilyn Manson.
In Marilyn Manson.
Oh,
oh yeah, yeah. And he's God, crazy. That's a lot.
I haven't watched that.
Watch it only for the knowledge of going. Oh
that's
wow,
yeah.
That's one of the worst people I've ever
come across.
Not that we've ever had to come across, but God, someone's gotten away. Like men get away with
a
lot.
Yeah.
And he's definitely one of those. Yeah. Trying to think of other batshit crazy.
Oh, I had one. Here's a batshit musician decision. I
okay,
love the musician,
I love
but it's a
musician
decision.
In
musician
your accent's
decision
my favorite.
I'm
say
from
it one more time.
Musician decision. I'm trying to pivot.
Musician
you told me it's going to help my career.
I love it. I told you.
I know.
It's working.
Yeah. But no, so Lily Allen.
Yes.
Oh, yes. After she had a baby,
yeah,
she was actually struggling financially for a bit.
Is this the first or second baby?
I can't remember which one. Obviously, I've done a lot of research
no, that's
about
all right
this. But I obviously was really, I was doing a lot on Robert Schumann this
no
week. So it's like,
you've been busy.
I've
you've
been
busy
really busy looking into the carcasses and the slaughtered animals. Anyway, but Lily Allen, so she She had released singles and albums, was doing okay, but anyway, was struggling a little bit after one of the kids she's had. And so she got offered to go on tour with Hannah Montana or Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus.
I actually think it wasn't Hannah Montana. It was Miley Cyrus, what's her bangers tour?
Yeah, so that's the first one with the twerking.
Yes, she went on that tour and she said it was like the worst time of her life because she just had a baby.
True.
And she's on bangers tour. And she's opening. Let's think about Lily Allen's songs. Her opening for bangers. I mean, is that not one of the most batshit decisions you've ever...
It is wild. It's a financial decision. It's almost like when the first time I ever saw Sash, I don't know if I'll see her again, but the first time I saw Lady Gaga was her opening for the Pussycat Dolls.
No.
That was because it was before she'd like made it, but it was just, it was insane that she was opening for them. I'll never forget it. It was like 2008.
Did people know who she was? No.
Yeah, but like... Okay, Just Dance. It was Just Dance, like first album, the fame. Yeah, and it was just very interesting that, like, how but the thing is, that's very different because that's when Lady Gaga was starting out. This is Lily Allen's been around for a long time.
I would argue that maybe Miley Cyrus should be opening for Lily.
Yeah, to be opening for,
or at least do a split bill.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Split bill. Do it like Friends. Do a split bill. Both do some new material.
I recently had a Lily Allen resurgence. Like I just sort of.
God, I loved her for a while.
I loved her when I was a kid, and I loved her.
Then did she have a moment where she like said some stuff and everyone went, shut up? Didn't she do one of those?
I don't remember.
Sorry, the way that I said it, I'm pretty sure she said something probo, and everyone was a bit like, oh God.
Oh, that was the other thing.
The guy from Stranger Things.
She had a drug or alcohol problem, and so on the bangers tour, she was completely sober with children. I mean, can you imagine a worse? Anyway, I think that was a crazy,
that is a
mismatch decision.
No, good, I agree.
That's what I nominate, but anyway, anyone got any others?
I mean, I went back through a catalogue, and I listened, and fuck me, she can write. Like,
she's
holy
a good writer.
Shit.
She's
fuck
a good
me.
Writer.
Isn't that her song?
Fuck, fuck you,
fuck
actually.
You, fuck you very much.
Hey, that was beautiful. She's, Floyd's trying to show us up, Gabby, and I don't like
she's
it.
She's winning.
I'm going, we're singers. You know what I mean? And Floyd's
like,
hold my beer, or whatever the hell that saying is. I'm trying to think of like who else is. I feel like I love a bit of like rock and roll. I love so many like rock musicians. I love like all the Prince crazy stories because I'm such a big Prince fan. Questlove once was DJing for Prince at like a party, and Questlove's such like a big fan of Prince. And that when he was DJing at the party, Prince was like, turn off. He was playing like Fela Kuti.
Who I love.
Amazing. And also very Questlove, like to sort of play something that's, you know, very soulful, 70s, like, you know, African sort of soul. It was amazing, amazing music. And then Prince like stopped him and was like, put this on. Or like the manager was like, Prince wants you to stop playing this music, put this on. And it was a Finding Nemo DVD. That's okay, what he did to Questlove. Questlove, like this amazing, like musical, you know, knowledgeable person, drummer from the Roots. Like,
it's so funny to put Finding Nemo.
So funny. So funny.
So who do we think? I reckon it's a tie for I reckon Robert Schumann and
he still wins.
And
do you reckon
Prince
is? Oh, I feel like Robert Schumann wins. I'm so shocked in shock. And I feel like I'm like, I can't wait for us to make like a period piece sketch about it. Like,
it used to be a show about this.
Yeah,
I feel like we have to do a show where we literally just like reenact all these like old stories and be like, wow, it's very topical. Mm. It's very topical. It's all very similar to today's, you know, the way women are treated, the way men can act like weirdos, and everyone goes, they're just an artist.
They're genius.
I'm over it.
Literally.
They're geniuses. It's like if a woman did that, you'd be like, put her in an asylum. Now
they would have.
Or they would have burnt her at the stake.
I'm not Miley. Britney cut her hair and everyone's like, she's fucking mad.
Yeah, exactly. They go, oh my God, she's licking a sledgehammer.
Robert Schumann's going around putting his hands in slaughtered animals. And we were like, oh, there goes Robbie.
But also, don't you think
Robbie, what an artist.
What an artist. Good old Robbie. But isn't it the same thing with like Ozzy Osbourne and stuff? Where you'd be like, the bat, like eating them. And everyone goes,
he
ate the bat. Head,
I didn't
like,
just pull that out of thin air. That's really happened.
Oh,
that's
his.
But that's rock and roll. That's rock and roll, baby.
Yeah, but if I eat a bat, all of a sudden it's an animal rights violation.
Yeah, and I'm burnt at the stake.
Thanks so much for joining us, Eloise.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm loving I Have Notes. Can't wait to come back and with more notes.
Yes.
We'll thanks so much.
Thank you.